The Wisconsin Democracy Campaign singled out what it saw as key votes where Green went easy on delay. Last year, Green supported requiring a majority vote of the House Ethics Committee to launch ethics investigations. The panel is divided evenly between Republicans and Democrats and could previously investigate a complaint on a tie vote. Green also voted in 2004 to block a congressional resolution to investigate delay for possible ethics violations. These are points the Wisconsin Democratic Party has been hammering at for months. The party even set up a webpage devoted to the topic with Green and DeLay's pictures at the top. Chairman Joe Winicky says Green's votes call his ethics into question.
You have to really wonder what kind of moral compass he's dealing with when it comes to Washington insider baseball. Because whatever it happens there, he sides with Washington every time.
Green campaign manager Mark Grawl says he's not worried that Green's record will haunt him in the November election. He says a bigger issue will be the indictment of a state employee who was accused of improperly awarding a contract to one of Governor Jim Doyle's political donors.
The pathetic attempts by the Democratic Party to try to link Congressman Green to something unethical is going to fail miserably, and I think they should be more concerned about cleaning up the corruption in the Doyle administration.
Grawl says Green voted the way he did on the issues concerning delay to prevent either political party from launching what he called bogus political investigations. Grawl says there was already a criminal investigation of delay ongoing at the time that Green felt should run its course. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.